SBS Radio.
Bawasan ang pamahalang federal ang bilang ng tinatanggap na mga migrante bawat taon. Ito ang naipaalam na balak sa gitna ng pagtanggi ng punong ministro Scott Morrison na ang mga pagbabawas o paninikip sa mga lungsod ay nagmula o bunga ng rasismo. Pinahintulutan na ng gabinete ang pagbabago kung saan mababawasan hanggang 30,000 mula kasalukuyang bilang na 110,000 permanent migrants. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Rosemary Bolger at Peggy Guacamelis na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Buwan ang pinag-iisipan ng pamahalaan ng mga balak na bawasan ang kasalukuyang bilang ng tinatanggap na migrante ng 3,000 sa kasalukuyang bilang na 110,000. Ngayon, sinabi ni punong ministro Scott Morrison na ang pagharap sa pagtaas ng bilang ng populasyon ay isang hamon sa pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay.
It shouldn't be hijacked by other debates about race or about tolerance or these other issues. We've seen what happens when these important practical debates are hijacked by these other extremist views, which occur from both the right and from the left. And I'm determined to not see the serious population growth management issues taken off course to be hijacked by those who want to push other agendas.
Sa mungkahing pagbabago, may ihahanay na ito o maiugnay na ito o mapapareho sa bilang na nakarang taon kung saan 162,417 ang tinanggap sa bansa. Nag-aalinlangan pa din si punong ministro Morrison na kumpirmahin ang mga mungkahing bilang, ngunit sinabi niya sa tinawag niyang congestion busting plan, mapipilitan ang ilang mga skilled migrants na manirahan sa labas ng Sydney at Melbourne. Sa regional settlement policy, mapipilitan ang mga natatanging bilang ng mga skilled migrants na manirahan ng mula hanggang 5 taon sa ibang lungsod maliban sa Sydney at Melbourne. Inimumungkahi din ang pamahalaan ng pagbigay ng mga insentibo sa mga foreign students na mag-enroll sa mga universidad sa labas ng 2 pinakamalaking lungsod bilang bahagi ng mga pagsisikap na maibsa ng paninikip sa Sydney at Melbourne.
What I'm focused on is ensuring that we have livable cities, that we have good population growth management strategies, and that means you have to balance all of these various components, whether it's migration intakes, migration composition, how it's spread across states and territories, the infrastructure you invest in, the city and regional deals that you're able to strike. These are the things that I think focus on the needs of Australians, and I think it's important that we address them and we reject absolutely any effort to try and recast those important practical issues for Australians in the context of other matters which only seek to divide.
Ayon naman sa leader ng opposition Bill Shorten, kailangan magkaroon ng isang maayos at reasonableng pagtalakay sa bilang ng tinatanggap na migrante, ngunit nagbabala na di nagsasagawa ng mga pagtalakay at debate ang pamahalang Morrison sa usapin ng imigrasyon para makaangat sa politika.
Dog whistling about immigration and asylum seekers needs to stop, and it needs to stop because the crazies, the extremists, they take comfort when there is approval given to go down this slippery path of starting to bag immigration. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't have proper immigration numbers. That means we've got to make sure our infrastructure fits. I get all of that. We can have a sensible discussion about immigration. But I think that both major parties have got an obligation to work together to stop the dog whistling about asylum seekers and refugees, to stop this dog whistling on immigration.
Ang leader ng oposisyon, Bill Shorten, si Mohammad Al-Khafaji, ang nanunungkulang acting chief executive officer ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia o FECA. Para sa kanya, maling mensahe ang pinadadala ng mungkahi ng pamahalang magbawas sa bilang ng tinatanggap na migrante. Anya, pinag-iisa nito ang issue ng paninikip sa migrasyon. Naniniwala din si Mohammad Al-Khafaji na di-reasonable ang desisyong ipaalam ang balak sa panahong ito.
But we're really disappointed that the Prime Minister's announcement comes only days after the terrorist attack in Christchurch. I think that basically sends a message to the community that migrants are a problem in Australia, and that problem is congestions in cities. Whereas we know that Treasury's modelling has shown time and time again that Australia's growth is dependent on permanent migration. And I think it's the wrong approach, and it's quite irresponsible to link migrants to congestions. I think the real problem here is lack of investment in infrastructure.
Yan ang tinig ni Muhammad Al-Kafaji, ang nanunungkulang Acting Chief Executive Officer ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, o FECA.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.